The little orphanage near Lake Michigan, in the northern part of the United States, there stood an old house that had been turned into an orphanage. It was called Pony's Home. An orphanage is a place for children without mothers and fathers. The children of Pony's Home were cared for by two very kind women, Sister Marie and Miss Pony. One night, Baby Tom was eating his yummy food, but kept banging against the window as if he heard something. And he did hear something. Something very important.
Wee! Wee! Wee!
Cried a baby from out of nowhere. Listen, Mrs. Pony shook. It sounds like a baby crying. Mrs. Marie ran out and found a little baby on the side of the church. Is there a letter? Yes. I can't take care of her any longer. I know she'll have a good home with you. Her name is Annie Jones. Annie! Oh, she's laughing!
Where? 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 Where?
Cried another baby from out in the distance.
Oh, another child!
Mrs. Marie ran up to look at the child.
Is there a letter? Said Miss Pony.
No, just a doll.
Candy?
Is your name Candy?
Goo-goo!
I suppose it is Candy! Mrs. Marie hugged the baby.
But what about our last name, said Miss Pony?
We found her here in the snow. We'll call her Candy White.
Ah!
Candy and Annie. Candy and Annie.
4 years passed at Pony's Home, and soon the spring began, bringing new life and new day. The children of Pony's Home grew up healthy and strong.
Look, Annie, said Candy. I made a tiara. Do you want one too?
Yeah.
Here you go, Annie. Here's the tiara. I put flowers on it. Yay.
What about yours, Candy?
It's pretty too. Mine has daisies.
Let's go play. Yay.
A bird snagged Annie's tiara.
Wait, my tiara!
Annie began to cry.
Here, Candy, you can have my tiara!
Thank you, Candy.
You're welcome, Annie.
4 more years passed at Pony's Home. It soon brought the winter. And they were building snowmen.
Hey! Annie!
Yeah, Candy?
How come my snowman doesn't look as good as yours, Annie?
That's because yours is a giant, Candy!
I'll fix it!
Hey, come out of the way!
Some boy called.
Oh no! The heady white forest! Let's get out of here, Annie!
Roger!
They masked Candy. Annie's snowman.
My snowman! Oh, well, I'm gonna get ya!
Tom!
Lasso technique.
Apologize to Annie! It may be a wife, Annie, but it's not a wife with me! Apologize, Tom!
I'm sorry.
Candy!
Yes, Annie?
Happy birthday to both of you.
Happy birthday to Annie.
Happy birthday to Candy. Make a wish, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys,
said Candy and Annie.
Hey, said John. How come Candy and Annie's birthday is on the same day?
It's because, Miss Pony tried to explain, it's good me and Annie were found on the same day. No one knows our real birthday, so we picked this day to have the party. Well, I would have picked every day for my birthday. You better not behave like that when you get adopted, young lady. Well, we're just going to have to stay right here until we're old ladies, right, Annie? Right, Candy? You can't be sure of that, can you, Tom? Is Tom leaving, Miss Pony? Yes, our Tom has just been adopted by a very rich rancher. Candy smirked at Tom. Really? You're just jealous. Why would I be jealous? Can no one ever want to adopt a town boy like you? Oh, Tom! Hit him. Punch him. Kick him. The fight continued. Enough! Both of you stop! But he, but she, no buts. But, Miss Marie tried to explain. Hey, Rocky, do you want the leftover birthday cake? Annie whispered. Rocky tried to eat the cake. The raccoon tried to eat the cake now. Annie! What? No one's going to eat it, Miss Pony? It's just going to waste by Rocky! That's very true. Candy and Annie woke up by a sudden noise. What was that, Annie? I don't know, Candy. There's someone outside. It's Tom. What's he doing? He's trying to lasso. I'll be right back. Tom! Candy appeared behind him. Oh, leave me alone, Candy! He hollered back. You couldn't help me with anything if you tried. Oh, yeah? I can totally beat you at lassoing. Wanna put a bet on that? Tom hissed. Candy did pitifully when Tom failed again. But the lasso knocked over Tom's new hat. You don't touch it, Candy! My new father gave me that hat! Oh, take your stupid hat! Tom pushed her. Why, Tom, you bully! Tom flew on the ground. Tom, how long have you had this chief?
Always.
What? Candy, I always thought you beat me when we fought. Go away, Tom! But, Candy!
Annie was standing by the door.
Oh, Rocky, Candy's crying! I wonder what could have happened!
Lick, lick.
Rocky, hold me, I'm in this crate!
The crying woke up the whole orphanage. And then, 2 days later, it was time for Tom to leave Pony's home. Tom, are you ready to say goodbye?
Yes, sir. I want you to call me Dad, you hear?
Yes, Dad,
Tom answered. But Tom couldn't find any word to say to the others, and the man slapped him.
You idiot,
the man hollered.
Don't you have anything else to stand in for the people that raised you for the rest of your life?
Candy got up.
Mister!
What, girl?
Tom isn't one of your cows, you know. Stop treating him like he's an animal. Tommy, you don't really want me adopted by someone that's just going to push you around, are you?
Candy, said Miss Marie, watch what you're saying.
It's okay, Candy. I know he didn't mean to hurt me. He's just a big, strong man,
Tom said.
Tom, Candy whimpered. I'm going to miss you, Candy. I'm going to miss you guys. Take care.
I'll miss you. I wish we could have lassoed some more, though.
Don't worry, Miss Pony. I'll turn him into one of the finest lassoers around. I know you'll be good to him, Mr. Howard.
Girls, I never told you this, Candy or Annie. But that night when we found you, Tom, the one that found out you were out there by banging against the window, If it wasn't for him, you two would have never made it.
What? Tom found us, said Annie.
Candy and Annie ran for the hills, and real Tom was leaving for slaughter.
Goodbye, Tom! Goodbye, Tom! Said Annie and Candy.
Goodbye! Goodbye, guys! Bye!
As they slowly walked, Tom and the car drove off into the distance. Annie began to cry.
We may never get adopted!
Annie began to cry on the candy.
Annie, you're the only family I need.
This is for my mama.
This is my papa.
You're the only family I'll ever need, Annie.
And you'll be the only family I need, Candy. As the two girls embraced, they couldn't imagine ever being separated, but they knew one day that day would come very soon.